In a 6-4 vote, the Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council voted to send the proposed 2021 school department budget back to committee. After last week's motion failed due to a last-minute technical issue affecting Ward 4 Councilor Christopher Connell, Ward 1 Councilor Helen Moon found support to move her bid to reject the proposed budget through the council Wednesday night.
We're here and having this conversation because we really do care about the effects that this budget process has to the students in Pittsfield and the long-going effects of reducing those resources during a pandemic.
The proposed level-funded budget called for $1.4 million in cuts and the elimination of 26 positions. While Superintendent Jake McCandless explained that only three individuals would actually lose their jobs in the plan, Moon rejected it as a best-case scenario for the community.
It still means that we're not refilling those positions that we would refill if it was not this year. Maybe not all of them. I've heard that loud and clear from Dr. McCandless. Maybe not all of them. But if it was any other year and we had the dollars, we would be refilling.
Ward 6 Councilor Dina Guiel-Lampiazzi reversed her vote from last week, explaining to WAMC she was concerned about the added pressures of the pandemic on students and teachers.
I voted the way I did because we ended up eliminating $100,000 from the police department's budget. And ideally, I really would like to see that money put back into the school department.
If the council does not pass a school budget by July 1st, it would require the city to adopt a monthly budget for the district.
I understand that one of the big concerns is having to adopt a 112 budget if we don't accept the school department's budget in time for July 1st. And I want to make it clear that I do not support having to adopt a 112 budget, but I do think that we owe it to our teachers and we especially owe it to our students to at least give the mayor and the school committee an opportunity to look at the budget again and see if we can put that $100,000 toward our future.
We brought forward a budget that we believed would serve our children. This notion that the level-funded budget before you eviscerates programming and opportunities for children, I don't believe that to be true, or I would not have represented our administration in bringing it forward, nor ask the school committee to approve it.
Superintendent Jake McCandless.
And I remain most concerned, particularly in a 112th situation, that the other 125 or 30 non-renewal notices we gave out, we are going to lose those folks to other districts. We are going to add difficulty on top of stress and difficulty. And I encourage you to reconsider not voting this budget tonight.
Moon rejected what she described as fear tactics around passing the budget hastily.
There are communities like Amherst, Adams, Lowell, Williamstown, Wenham, Sutton, East Concord. They're all considering 112th budgets and have passed 112th budgets.
Ward 2 Councilor Kevin Morandi, who voted to send the budget back to the school committee last week, abstained from Wednesday night's vote. After initially inaccurately saying last week's vote had not happened, he told WAMC that he had recused himself due to a potential conflict of interest, saying that, quote, an immediate family member is involved in the school budget. Morandi says he will not further participate in votes on the issue. At the meeting, the council also passed the remainder of the budget, around $105 million, 8-3, with only at-large city councilors and entire administration loyalists Peter Marchetti, Earl Persip, and Pete White against it. The coalition behind the incomplete budget saw progressives like Moon and conservatives like Connell and Morandi unite against Mayor Linda Tyer's initial proposal. Council President Marchetti tells WAMC that he is considering a special city council meeting for June 25th to hear a new school budget proposal. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.